May the Lord bless the words of my lips and the meditations of my heart.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The gospel lesson this morning for here, the third Sunday of Advent, is one of preparation. And you probably know something that we have to remind others about who are not used to walking through Advent in preparation and going to Christmas, that the Sundays of Advent are Sundays to prepare. They're to prepare our hearts, they're to prepare our minds for the coming of the King. Advent is a unique time that looks both forwards and backwards in time. It looks backwards in time in that we remember as we move towards the Feast of the Nativity to celebrate the coming of our Lord first in the world. And it also looks forward to prepare our hearts to the coming again of the Son. We heard it both, not in only the collect of today. We talked about preparation, but every Sunday of Advent or every day of Advent, we're to read the collect on the first Sunday that talks about preparing our hearts so that when the Lord comes again, He may find us worthy. And so what I want to speak very briefly on this morning is preparation. But the preparation that is called for on this Sunday is the preparation of you and I to go and not only to turn our own hearts towards the Lord, but to proclaim the gospel so we can turn others' hearts as well. I think it's very appropriate, as I got to think about it, that we install the lay readers today. Because the lay readers, if you remember in the lesson, and it was kind of thrown upon me this morning, but as I looked, especially as I went through the instructions or the office to install the lay readers, it talks about the reason they are here to read the Gospels not only for us, but for the world as well. The reason we live the lives that we are called to live are not only for us, but for the world as well. The reason that we have the office of deacon and priest and bishop is not only to offer the sacraments for us, but to also proclaim that the hearts may be turned from darkness and brought into the kingdom of light as well. That is the message of Advent. That is the hope of Christmas. The hope of Christmas is not just gifts, it's not just a good feeling, it's not just a warm feeling. It is a promise that there is one who is here who can restore us to the Father. It is the hope that there is one who is here who loves us more than we can even love ourselves. And so we hear about preparation. First of all, in John the Baptist. As his ministry, as he was called specifically to go into the wilderness and then to proclaim the coming of the Lord, our calling is no less different than that calling of John the Baptist. Yours and my calling today is no less different than the calling of John the Baptist. The only difference that we have is that we have seen the Lord. We do not have to ask, is this the one or should we expect another? We know that the Lord is here. And you and I are put in the wilderness of this world. I like when a lot of churches, and it started very, very small, but then kind of grew, a lot of churches would put either on the door going out or on the exit to the parking lot that says, you are now entering the mission field. Think about that. As we leave the sanctuary, as we leave the church grounds, you are now entering the mission field. At one time, we thought that the mission field was in another country. At one time, we thought that the mission field was across the sea. But we know from looking around us something that we should have always known, that the mission field is next door. That the mission field is sometimes our family. That the mission field is sometimes our neighbor. Those are the people that need to hear the gospel. And you and I are placed here in the wilderness, if you will, to proclaim the gospel. Always remember, that is our job. We never, ever retire from that. We never let that down. At every time, we are ready and able to proclaim the coming of our Lord. Notice the promise that our Lord gave to John the Baptist, to the disciples that came. The blind see, the deaf hear,
the lepers are cleansed, the poor have the gospel preached to them, the dead are raised. All of these Old Testament images of what would happen when the Lord came. We know that. We have seen that. We feel that each and every Sunday that we meet together. We hear, we understand, and we can go forth and proclaim. That is our call. Our call is not to be comfortable. Our call is not to be stagnant. Our call is to constantly go out. Wherever the Lord sends us, wherever the Lord calls us, to go out and proclaim. This is what life is all about. As we are moving into Christmas, as we are moving into the Feast of the Nativity, we have a very special time that we can remind people this is what this season is all about. It is a season of hope. It is a season of profound love. It is a season that lets us know that God would not leave us alone, but would reach down and offer us His Son to walk among us, to eventually die for our sins, and to be raised again. And we meet looking forward to when He shall come once again to set everything right. That is the hope that we have. That is the reason that we meet, so that we can go and share this good news with others. As we prepare our hearts to go through the rest of this service, I ask that part of our preparation will be, Lord, make me available so that I can spread and teach and proclaim Your Word to my neighbors, to my family, to my friends, to whoever needs to hear from You. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.